Thanks for joining us as we continue praying through the Bible. Let me ask you a couple questions as we get started today. Are you exhausted, worn out, spiritually weary? Do you need protection from an enemy that continues to pursue you? Do you need shelter from a storm that is pelting you with anxiety and fear? Well, let me introduce you to Yahweh Zuri, the Lord my rock. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 3 and 4. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness, and without iniquity, just and upright is he. At the end of his life, Moses wrote a song reflecting on God's faithfulness and protection. He called God the Lord my rock, in Hebrew, Yahweh Zuri. A rock represents permanence, faithfulness, and strength. Big mountainous rocks are immovable. They provide shade and protection and shelter. And when we hold on to our rock, we will never be moved. King David described this characteristic of God in Psalm 144, verses 1 and 2. Here's what he said. Blessed be the Lord my rock, Yahweh Zuri. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge. So, a couple talking points as you pray today. First, just say aloud, O Lord, you are my rock. Thank God that he is immutable and immovable. He doesn't change, and he is steadfast. Thank him for his encouragement and protection. Let him know that you are clinging to him, even in the storm. And tell your children today that God is your rock. O Lord, my rock, you are my fortress. I run to you for protection. You're my stronghold. I rest in you. You're my deliverer. The enemy cannot overtake me. You're my shield. Satan's arrows can't touch me. You're my refuge. I find my peace in you alone. And throughout the day, I want to continue to thank you for being the Lord, my rock. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.